Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again for a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through our online affiliates around the world, including our podcast. We're glad you all could be with us as well. I am so excited about this next segment because she and I were just talking about it. It's been so great following her journey along the way. And her newest book is one that will definitely have people entertained and talking. We're excited to welcome back bestselling author Allison Wynn Scott to our broadcast. She's celebrating the brand new book, Take Two, Bernie Maxwell. I want to talk to Allison not only about her extraordinary writing journey, but what it's been like for her to do what she loves and to be able to have readers literally around the world. If you guys are just now finding out about the new book, we'll let you know how to get your own copy of it and stay connected with Allison and her journey as well. Allison, so glad to speak with you again. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for your time. I think you were probably busier than I am. So thank you so much for having me back.
Well, look, I doubt that, but I appreciate that. But I was just saying to you, Allison, a really funny story. And for our radio audience tuning in at WYAD, Allison's name probably sounds familiar to you guys because I was telling her about my being the news director for you guys and had a great news story from the Associated Press featuring Allison and her brand new book, Take Two, Bernie Maxwell. So, Allison, you've been on this journey for quite some time. What has it been like for you to see all the hard work really paying off for you?
It's one of those things, I was just speaking to somebody about it today, where obviously it's super gratifying. I mean, my favorite part of this whole thing is interacting with readers and maybe feeling like I, particularly with this book and sort of this moment in time, am bringing some joy into their lives. Simultaneously, it's also a lot of, you know, it's a career, and this is my 10th book, so I feel, you know, as with anything, there are new things to learn, and then there are things you take for granted, and then there are things you wish weren't part of it. So it does become sort of a business, but simultaneously, it's a wonderful business to be in, obviously, since I mostly just sit by myself and get to do what I want with Microsoft Word. So, You know, I do feel very, very lucky that I've been doing this for, I don't know, 18 years and that I'm still here. Today's publishing landscape, that is not always a guarantee. That is a really nice thing. Yeah.
Allison, and that is the big point here, I think, for a lot of people who have been following you, as I have, and of course then I have the privilege of being able to interview you from book to book, and that is that, I mean, you have been able to not only to gain readers around the world, but also you have your fellow authors, your colleagues, and who become friends of yours that are fans of yours as well. Talk to us about that experience, to go from having people that you've read to now they're enjoying your books as well.
Yeah, that is something that you probably, sorry if you just heard my dog moan, he had a rough day of sleeping and he just let out a loud sigh. That is something that is truly like bananas. Like I have been able to, I mean, a lot of these, particularly women authors, I've spent the past decade or so sort of very slowly ascending the ranks of publishing, but still there are authors like, for example, Jodi Picoult, I consider a friend of mine. And if she will, you know, message me or she mentioned me in a newsletter recently, it's fun. I mean, it's truly sort of astonishing to be in the same, ballpark, although they're on the field and you're sitting in the stadium watching them. It's astonishing. And, I mean, what's really wonderful about all these friendships within publishing is not just how supportive they are, but how collaborative they are about the, you know, behind the scenes, sharing some war stories with each other and just knowing that we are going to come out the other side and be okay as the industry changes and, you know, shifts and readers' tastes change and shift. So it's truly, I just said, you know, my favorite part of the publishing industry is connecting with readers, but this has been a really very close second gift to just meet a bunch of, I know a bunch of male writers as well, but speaking for female writers, meeting a bunch of really determined, brilliant, creative women, I just feel like that is, at this point in my life, an invaluable gift.
Yeah. And then you have kept it fun for readers as well. And I was curious when I was prepping for this segment with you, Allison, because you said something that is so important, and I think sometimes we lose sight of this, is that it is a business. Publishing is a business. What you do is part of a business. Even though we as readers enjoy your stories, it is a business. What keeps the business fun for you today?
It's a great question. I think it's a couple things. One is it's when you have a spark of an idea that you're really excited about. I'm working on my next book. I'm really actually excited about it, and it feels like something I haven't written before. So that, for me, it's a luxury to be able to spend 6 months basically just inside my head creating something from nothing. So I really do love that. There's a thrill of seeing your book out in the world. I personally will never get tired of seeing somebody sending me a picture of the book at the airport. That just feels like the ultimate, oh my gosh, maybe I've made it. There are aspects of both the public-facing part of the job but also the private part of the job that I enjoy. Again, that said, it certainly is a business, and I think we're constantly trying to figure out what the readers want, and you don't want to chase a trend, but also you want to deliver something that they are interested in, and that can be a little bit ephemeral, so as in any creative industry. So that is, among the challenges, but you also just don't want to write because something's trendy. So I would say the bonus of that is you always get to reinvent yourself if you so choose.
Yeah.
So, there are a lot of really great things about the job, but it is a business.
Right. And I think that is a great transition to where I'm sorry. I was just going to say, Allison, hearing you say that, it's a great connection, ironically, to take to Birdie Maxwell, because I think as we look at Birdie and look at the world that she's in, it is not just her career, it's her life that we're looking at, right? So how did this particular book, how did it come about?
It was a tough one for me to write, and I when I finally figured it out, it ended up really working, but I knew I just wanted to write about a woman who sort of reached like the low point of her life, and I just wasn't sure how to get into it. So I played around with a bunch of different iterations, and when I finally, I do write about sort of Hollywood and fame a lot, and so I was trying not to do that and repeat myself, but it just kept calling out to me because this is the story for which it worked. So Birdie is, a famous, she's America's sweetheart. But she's canceled. And obviously most of us are not famous and most of us are not canceled, but we have had experiences in our lives where maybe we felt like we were unjustly treated or, cast aside for whatever reasons and had to figure out how to find our way back to our own happiness. So that's really her journey. It's just done hopefully in a rom-com, fun, joyful way, which I think, as I said I can't remember if we said this on air or when we were talking beforehand, I just think people need joy right now. And I was a little nervous with this book. Like, I don't know, it's just there to bring people happiness. And I didn't know if that were enough, but I've really recognized that I think it is enough. I seek out entertainment that brings me joy, that allows me to just turn off my brain. So that, I think that's an okay goal for anybody, in any aspect of life, whether it's conversation with a friend or writing a book, you can just be there to be joyful.
And you've given Birdie an interesting counter in this book, and that being Elliot. And I love the dynamics of the story, and I'm going to talk around this, Allison. But what I love is that both of them are looking for something, right? But it's not always what they find. It's not always what they intended. I think a lot of us can relate to that. I know I can. So what was it like for you to kind of develop Elliot and his own personal journey, but also his connection with Birdie as well?
An insightful point. And I don't think anybody has said it that eloquently, so I really love that. You know, I think there is something about adulthood where you feel like you should have it figured out or you shouldn't no longer be searching. And I don't think that is like the genuine human experience. Like even if you're, you know, maybe you're married, but you're still looking for something else. I don't mean romantically.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you think you have your dream job, but you're not quite as satisfied. So Elliot is this reporter who has gotten a lot of accolades, but is also in some hot water. And also retreats back to his hometown where he and Birdie were childhood friends. And he didn't use Birdie's sort of quest for redemption with the American public as his own quest for redemption. And that's both misguided, but also truthful. So they can, you know, they find themselves in messy situations. And I think life can find you in some messy situations. So, you know, I really loved writing Elliot. I have found sort of in the last few books, I really love writing complicated but good men. I want to be clear, like I like writing good men. So I, you know, he's not perfect, but
yeah.
I don't find perfect to be particularly interesting. So, and neither is she. Because, you know, none of us is perfect. So he is there to both help her and have her help him. And ideally, they really bring out the best in each other.
Yeah. I thought it was so interesting, and I won't go into the detail about it because I don't want to spoil it for anyone, Allison, but you'll know what I'm talking about. I felt a connection with Elliot I was not expecting. And I thought it was interesting because when you were writing about him, there, you know, we all have heard that saying about being tired or just being tired, and Elliot expresses that. Will you express it for him? Get where he is. And I love the way you talked about that. And the line that I made a note of, Allison, is when you said that he worked for the work. I think a lot of people relate to that. So what was that? Did you find a connection with that aspect of his personality also?
Did. And I feel like, you know, these past few years, a lot of us have been fatigued for a variety of reasons. And it gets back to sort of that perception of adult happiness. I think a lot of us work really hard. And then when you achieve something, it's maybe less fulfilling than you anticipated because you set
yeah.
these goals that I don't mean that goal setting is wrong. I mean, you know, maybe you're making X, Y, and Z salary, or maybe you got a promotion, and it doesn't actually fix everything else in your life. So Elliot has really, he's as I said, he's a journalist. He's devoted himself to his craft and let a lot of the rest of his life go unfulfilled. And I know a lot of people like that. I'm, again, lucky that I sort of have this job that allows me to be flexible in a lot of different aspects of my career. You know, I have time to be a full-time, well, not full-time, I have teenagers, but a present parent. I mean, it's a luxury that I have. But
yeah.
Yeah, my teenagers don't want anything to do with me at this point, so that's fine. But I think that, you know, it's a very American thing where you just work to keep working.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think we're all starting to think of that as like, wait, what? Really? So that was just something I was interested in. And as a human, it's something I'm interested in. Like this
yeah.
hurry up and work, 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 work. And then I don't know for what. So
yeah.
it's something that at midlife for me, I think about a lot. Like if I could just go own a farm, like I think not that farming isn't very difficult. I just mean like I feel like I would love to just I don't know. I shouldn't say farming because farming is actually very difficult. But just, I don't know, find, and I would be terrible at it. But I don't know. I do find myself wondering what other things can bring contentedness And
right.
I think a lot of people feel that way now, post-COVID, you know, all of that. So
yeah.
I think that was where I was looking at Elliot from.
Gotcha. Well, it is a great dynamic between the two of them, and I should let our audience know because I've been known to kind of make everything heavy. Allison, it's very fun. The language, the dialogue is very fun. Is that also part of the fun for you in kind of creating their personalities and the way they speak to each other? I don't think I've read the word man whore in a book in a while, so it was interesting.
Say that aloud.
So I thought, oh, man whore. I haven't read that in a book.
I think that she might have said we're not allowed to say that anymore. But I mean, which we are. But, you know,
yeah.
One of those things where I love writing dialogue. Banter is my favorite thing in the world. And not just between, like, romantic interests. You know,
mm-hmm.
I love it between friends because I have friends who will just get into a banter. So a dialogue is absolutely my favorite writing in general. If I could just write dialogue exclusively, that would be incredible. So that, and you know, to your point, as I said, like it is really, it's just a fun book. And as I said, I really had to sort of wrestle with like, well, I've written other books that maybe had something else, something more significant to say, but this is just, I don't know. I guess I wrote what I like to read right now. And
right.
I think hopefully other people agree.
Well, I think they it's already happening, Alice, because I think, you know, to be able to see people already talking about it, I know I was privileged enough to get an early copy, and I know I enjoyed it, but I enjoy all of your books, and you're right. I mean, there's, now I, being the analytical person I am, I find something in everything. There are a lot of things I picked up on in Take Two, Bertie Maxwell, for myself that I like the point I was making about Elliot, but also about being okay with just being who you are. I think so many people are trying to be what they see online or what they think people expect them to be because of how they see them. And I love the fact that characters in Take Two, Bertie Maxwell, from my perspective as a reader, learn the importance of just being who they are and being happy with that. And I think that is something that is definitely missing today, unfortunately, because we are trying to please other people and to be what other people expect. And I think that's one of the cool things about this book, too. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, Allison, and that is the experience you're having to be back out meeting your readers. Talk to us about that. What has it been like for you to be out taking pictures, enjoying that time again with those that are enjoying your work?
I am always happy to hear from readers. I mean, assuming they're not mean, which some of them are, but almost exclusively people are not. But you know, the internet is sort of can be precarious at times.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As I'm sure you know, and your listeners know, I mean, honestly, this is why we write books and it's why I read books. You know, it's that connection that. I guess without trying to be too cheesy, is the human experience. So if somebody is willing to spend hours with me and read 300 pages that I have taken the time that I have written, I mean, that is, it's genuinely an honor. Like, I don't even mean that like in any sort of cheesy way. I mean, it's the best part of this. It really is. Like, even if you're writing something, and again, I actually really appreciate how much you actually have implied that there are some lessons here, and there are. I mean, I don't like to just write pure nothing, you know, with no deeper meaning. But
sure.
Whatever this does for somebody, if it is a positive experience, I am truly so moved by that, and I think all authors agree with me. I mean, we write for the audience. So, and
yeah.
If you just write for yourself, you're not going to necessarily write a book that is going to resonate with other people. So, you know, I love hearing from readers. I love getting emails from readers. I love meeting readers. We just had a book event here, and it was really, you know, I kept telling people, oh, it's, you know, Tuesday night in LA with traffic. You don't have to come. But people came, and it was just amazing. It was just amazing that people want to spend an hour with me and $15 on a book. I really mean it. So that aspect of this never feels like work.
Well, we're so glad to have you to be able to turn to make us laugh and to be entertained, but also to make us think a bit as well, Allison. And I'm so excited, again, for you and this amazing adventure you've been on. Again, everyone, best-selling author Allison Winscotch has been our guest. Her newest book is Take Two, Bertie Maxwell, available now, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com or through your favorite local bookstore. If they don't have it, I know they'd be more than happy to order it for you. And, Allison, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Well, the best way to reach me is either on Instagram or Threads. I'm A-S-Wynn, W-I-N-N. And I'm not really on Facebook anymore, so and I'm not on X anymore, really. So I'm reachable there. I read my DMs as much as I can. You know, I try to react to every comment or tag. So, yeah, I love hearing from people and connecting with them.
All right. Well, continued success to you, Allison. Thank you again for taking out the time and looking forward to our next chat together.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. I really appreciate you and having me.
Thank you. Well, look, it's our pleasure for sure. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now, let's go make today amazing. Take care.